Yes, sir.
Because I'm going out to dinner.
Yes, sir.
With some folks and friends, and I won't be here.
Yes, sir.
Rest of the evening. So tell George to give me a ring whenever he comes back in, and probably in the morning.
All right, sir.
And drive out then.
All right, sir.
Have you got any other problems with the press?
No, sir.
All right.
They were just wondering why I gave the briefing today, but as you can see from the transcript, all I said was that George was tied up on some other matters.
Well, what is it? Why'd y'all give him a briefing anyway on Sunday? Why don't y'all take off Sunday like you do at the White House?
Well, we should have, but they want a protective briefing, and also had to,
I get the impression we just don't know how in the hell to handle him down here. They just become a problem. It's a big nuisance. They harass me to death. The time I get here, to let him leave. It's just like
of course, the easiest thing to do on a Sunday, I think, would just tell him we're not going to have a briefing.
I don't know why we have it.
No, I really don't
told him that.
Well, I know that, Mr. President. But it is one of those silly things that they want to see us. Well, at the hell, we're here. We're here at the hotel. We never leave the hotel on Sunday. Over here, sleeping and eating with them.
Now, what is it they understand? What is it they want to know now?
No, they don't want to know now. It's these silly things like when they're going to go back and make a damn big difference. When they're going to go back, they'll go back when you go back. That's all. I don't get very excited about these, I'm afraid.
Okay.
I'll tell George to call you when he gets back in. And
tell him I'll probably be out for dinner and probably ought to arrange to come out here early in the morning.
Yes, sir.
And if there's any change in it, call me.
Yes, sir.
And I just routinely come out 9, 10 o'clock.
Yes, sir.
Now, we got to broadcast tomorrow. That's all we got, isn't it?
You mean that thing in Philadelphia?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. And
the food stamp.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and I may even go back tomorrow evening, or I could go back the next evening. We'll see tomorrow how it looks.
Okay. Do you, let me ask you this, Mr. President.
How much time do
you
all
need? The press or anything like that, but so far as our getting a plane alerted, do you think we, just without telling anybody a damn thing, just tell the airline there's a possibility we may need a plane?
Yeah, if they don't get it out, they don't hold me to it.
No.
That's right.
We won't get it out. We can keep that in strict confidence, Mr. President.
Yeah.
All right, sir.
What do? Take the plane and they bring it and go on off with it and send it back?
Well, what I've been doing lately, frankly, Mr. President, is telling them to keep it away from wherever we are until we give them a couple of hours' notice and bring it in, because remember that damn foolishness at Andrews Air Force Base. They had a plane sitting out there that we never used, and they wrote some goddamn story about it. So I've told our transportation people, you just don't let that plane come in until George and I tell you to bring it in.
Wonder what they got it over at Houston or something?
It's over in Dallas. You see, it's just another American airline plane just sitting there. Looks like any other plane.
Right.
And we don't even have the crew told what the hell they're standing by for.
Okay.
Their business.
So all you do now is tell them tonight they might be called on tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Thank you.